BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has said that people in the Gaza Strip are starving and has called on Israel to do more to increase the flow of aid into the territory. She said that desperate people seeking food had been met with gunfire and chaos. David Bamford reports.
In some of the strongest comments so far by a senior American official on the plight of civilians in Gaza, Vice President Harris said people there were starving and there were no excuses. Israel must not, she said, hinder aid deliveries, must open new border crossings and must restore basic services in Gaza. She spoke of a humanitarian catastrophe and said there should be an immediate ceasefire that would ensure hostages are reunited with their families. The vice president also said there was a deal on the table and Hamas needed to agree to that.
A spokesman for Hamas has said it has been unable to provide Israel with a full list of surviving hostages because of Israel's continuing bombardment and blockade of Gaza. Dr. Bassem Naim said Hamas also has conditions that it wants Israel to meet.
When we go to negotiate a deal, we cannot accept any preconditions because we have also our conditions. If the Israelis are not ready to accept a total and comprehensive ceasefire and total withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and allow all people to return back to their homes, their houses, we cannot go for any deal. And therefore, we cannot give all these valuable informations for free.
Israel had said it wouldn't join ceasefire talks until it received a list of surviving hostages from Hamas. The storming of the main prison in Haiti's capital has left at least five people dead and, by some accounts, more than a dozen. Armed gangs broke into the jail in Port-au-Prince on Sunday and freed almost 4,000 inmates. On Friday, Prime Minister Ariel Henry visited Nairobi to discuss the deployment of a Kenyan-led multinational security force to address lawlessness in Haiti. Harold Isaac is a journalist in Port-au-Prince.
The situation is very volatile. It's very fragile. We don't know what to expect from the coming hours and days. For the most part, it seems that the gang's surge of violence this week is in reaction to that visit to Kenya. Now that this agreement has been signed formally with the Kenyan authorities, it's unclear when the Kenyan police officers will arrive and also how the gangs will react for the rest of the week.
In Moscow, people queued for a third day to pay their respects at the grave of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. A steady stream of people brought more flowers to lay in the huge mound of blooms placed at the burial site. BBC News. Berlin says the leaking of German military discussions about aid to Ukraine is a Russian hybrid attack and part of its information war. The defense minister, Boris Pistorius, said the Kremlin was seeking to divide and destabilize his country. Here's Danny Eberhard.
The assumption is that this is genuine. The German defense ministry has left it open as to the possibility that it could have been edited or manipulated. But most German media assume that the contents is genuine. And from the transcripts that we've seen, it's hugely embarrassing at best, but also it contains a lot of operationally sensitive information as well. And of course, there's the wider possibility that this isn't a single event, that there has perhaps been a wider security breach, although the German Defence Minister, Boris Pistorius, has said that he's not aware of any other leaks.
Local militia forces in Ethiopia's Amhara region say they've taken a key town north of the capital, Addis Ababa. The Fano militia say they've captured hundreds of Ethiopian army troops after days of intense fighting. It's not possible to confirm the reports. The Republican US presidential candidate Nikki Haley has said she no longer feels bound by a pledge that requires all Republican contenders to support the party's eventual nominee. Speaking on a TV show, she said that if she isn't chosen by the party to run in the November elections, she'll make her own decision. The Republican National Committee had made the pledge a prerequisite for all candidates except for Donald Trump. Six people have died in Mauritius in a fire that broke out during a Hindu pilgrimage. Seven others have been injured. The pilgrims were walking to Grand Bassin Lake, considered sacred by the island's Hindu community, ahead of a religious festival on March the 8th. BBC News.